Sustainable Listeners. It's your host, Amy Powell here. For those of you who are new to the Attainable podcast and don't know me yet, I am a life coach specializing in happiness. I help individuals identify what keeps you stuck and learn what makes you happy so that you can plan and live a joyful life on your terms. I truly believe your version of happiness is 100% attainable, and it's my mission to help you discover and live yours. You can learn more about me and follow my story on Instagram at attainable_AF. Look forward to seeing you there. Today, I'm speaking with Pamela Weinberg, author, speaker, career coach, and founder of Pamela Weinberg Coaching in New York City. Pamela is a complete powerhouse and cheerleader when it comes to supporting women and individuals to be their best selves in their career and in their lives. And that's the main point of our conversation today. Pamela sets the tone and shares with us how her career started before sharing her deep wisdom that we all need to hear. Whether you have a job or are in between jobs, we all need to hear this conversation right now. Pamela covers the topics of how to pivot across a different industry during a pandemic, how to redefine yourself in the workforce, how to understand and clearly market your value so you are honoring your worth. And she also talks about how to find happiness and fulfillment through your career. As you can see, we have a full conversation in store. So without further ado, let's go. Hey, Pamela.
Hi, how are you?
So good. Welcome to the Attainable podcast. It's great to have you today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here finally.
Yay. Right? Yes. And you support people to become standout candidates or professionals in their career. And your work ties so closely with a person's happiness because our jobs are typically the place we spend the most of our time at, other than sleeping. And particularly in the US, our careers really define who we are. Again, all linking back to our overall happiness and contentment in life. And this is where I really want to frame our conversation today, how you support individuals to live more fulfilled lives through their career and your coaching to help individuals excel in their field and get paid what they're worth.
You're totally right. I mean, we spend so much of our time in the workplace that any unhappiness we have there really can spill over so much into other parts of our lives. So it is so important to find that balance of finding a career that you really love and does make you happy.
Yes. So let's set the ground here. How did your journey start and where did you get to where you are today?
Like a lot of people, I'm in my 50s and I've had multiple careers over my career life that have really like built on each other. I feel like as far as me getting to an age and point in my life where I feel like really found my groove and found what made me happy. And I didn't really find that in my 20s. I sort of had a different kind of career path. I got married young, had my first baby young, and sort of, left the workplace for a year or two, and then came up with this idea this was pre-internet, by the way, came up with an idea to write a book to help moms figure out how to navigate the world of being a parent in New York City, where I was raising my daughter. As I said, first of my friends to have a baby, there was no internet, so there was no like Siri or Alexa or Google, tell me where I can find, baby classes near me. Tell me what the best stroller is for getting a baby down the subway steps. So I kind of went to Barnes & Noble looking for that kind of a book, and that didn't exist. So I decided to write a book called City Baby. And that led me to a career of really being a resource for women. And that's when I found my happy place. And I kind of knew that's what I was meant to do. And I ran a lot of groups for moms. I wrote a lot of articles and created a lot of content around helping women and their you know, become a parent in New York City. And then the book was expanded to other cities. And then after about 15 years of doing this, my kids were like in middle school and high school, and I was sort of done writing about car seats and strollers. My mind was on like SAT prep at that point. So I was like, what am I going to do next? You know, I really like love what I'm doing and I love the audience I'm catering to, like what's next for me. So I sort of took what I loved about what I did, which was being a resource for women and doing a lot of speaking around women's issues, to becoming a career coach to help women navigate their lives in and out of the workplace with families.
You have such an interesting story. And I think clearly you are a go-getter. And if something's not out there that you need, you're going to create it yourself. And that's really defined not only who you are, but how you support people and really motivating people to excel in areas maybe that they are fearful of.
Exactly. And also with women in particular, and I do work with men also in my career coaching practice is very much, you know, men and women, but I really do love working with women and around the issue of family and, you know, can you have it all? How can you have it all? Where do you find that sweet spot of happiness between the career that you have and want to continue to grow and being a mom and having a family? That's been something that's been really important to me, to support women in that, in that endeavor.
Mm. So that poses the question, you know, your family life that you talked about and your career life, what do you stand for in your life? And how does that work, really, what the philosophy that you live by? How has that shaped you?
You know, I don't have a specific life philosophy, but I'm an optimist. And I always look at the glass as half full. I'm always trying to better myself and those around me. I think, you know, my friends and family would say that I'm someone who's really a cheerleader for them in their, you know, in their lives. And I think that's the essence of who I am. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm always, you know, sort of challenging myself with new classes and new books and new podcasts. And I love to share that with others because I'm such a proponent of everyone just being their best selves, whatever that means to them.
So you just brought up an interesting thought. So I'm going to pose this question. Having gone through and still going through a pandemic, and I know, especially for me, I've pivoted. And there was very dark days in terms of really understanding and honing in and getting down to my core of how I support people, right? What's meaningful to me? And I know a lot of my friends have, and people in my network have had to do pivots either in their business or just complete overhauls of they are in events perhaps and literally do not have work for foreseeable future. So the question is, how can people who have to redefine themselves almost really through their careers, what should they be thinking about? What are the questions they need to be asking themselves to really get to their core and understanding how they can be fulfilled and really redefine themselves in a new way that is fulfilling to them?
So it's a great question. And I've been doing so much of that with my clients through the pandemic. You know, unfortunately, so many people have been furloughed or laid off or had their, you know, their jobs terminated through the pandemic because of the industries that they're in. And it's been really, really tough. So what I think is there are two things. One is think about your career values. That means, you know, what are the things that are most important to you in a career? What are the non-negotiables? You know, it may be salary. It may be working with a company with a mission. It may be being your own boss. It may be being able to work from home and have flexibility. Whatever those things are, you know them. And that will really help to define like what you don't want to do. I always say to clients, it's just as important to rule things out as it is to rule things in. So, you know, knowing your values are really important. And the other thing I think is really important to think about is your transferable skills. You know, what skills you have that you can transfer to another job. And, you know, the example I gave about me writing City Baby and transferring that into being a career coach, I think is a really solid example of, you know, I thought about, you know, what I liked, what I was good at, what skills I had, and where could I utilize those skills someplace else? And career coaching was a great place for me to utilize some of my strengths. And third, now that we're on the subject, I could talk about this forever. Use the time during the pandemic, you know, when you have some downtime, to think about what skills you could gain that could really help you with that pivot. Like, I'll give myself an example again. I never really wrote resumes for clients. It was something I didn't really enjoy that much. And even though I knew it was lucrative, I had other people who I would farm them out to. And during the pandemic, when my business took a big hit, like so many others did, I was like, you know what? This is silly, Pamela. Like, you're a career coach. You know resumes. Just gain the confidence to do it. So I took a resume writing course, got certified as a resume writer, and now write resumes for my clients. So I sort of practiced what I preached in, you know, gaining new skills to make me more marketable.
Love that. Yeah. And I mean, I know just going, having gone through a shift, it takes time. I mean, and part of it is once you do the work and now you have this new package, right? Or new messaging or new thing, there also takes time for it to sink in to yourself and say, okay, this is what I do. And now I can actually speak to this.
Exactly. And being it as someone who I work a lot with helping clients brand themselves, and it's really getting your story straight. And like you said, you have to believe it first before you can really articulate it and share it with others. So I work with a client this morning for our 1 hour session, answering one question, which was, tell me about yourself. So if you're trying to pivot or change careers, you need to be able to talk about the why.
1,000%. And it takes time. It absolutely takes time.
Yes.
So this question around how does career coaching help people be happier? I want to ask you this, and I really want to highlight the things that we've talked about so far, but also, you know, kind of around this idea of the transformation that you've seen people go through, or really allowing themselves to be fulfilled in their career. And it's not just a paycheck for them, and really helping them understand that this is, could be a really powerful thing to step into a career that they really enjoy. And maybe that means managing people. Maybe that means being more creative. Maybe that means changing certain things in their personal life so they can either have more time for their career or more time for their personal life. So all these ideas, right? And how does your work really allow someone to be fulfilled and be more content in their life?
Well, I mean, you brought up so many interesting points in asking the question. And, you know, one of the things that I always tell people about a career is it's work. You know, it's not leisure. It's not play. It's called work for a reason. You know, what's, if I had to say to, you know, anyone, like, what's the number one reason why you work? You know, most people would say money, right? So that's, you know, there are people who maybe that's not their motivator, but most people work because they have to pay their rent, their mortgage, their car payments, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I would never, I'm careful with clients overpromising them or they overpromising themselves that, you know, a new job is going to be the panacea that's going to make their life happy. You know, you carry yourself wherever you go. So you're going to make your list of career values, like I talked about previously, you know, the five things that are most important to you in a career, in a job. So, you know, hopefully the next job you get, you'll hit all five, maybe four out of five. And, you know, maybe you don't get that one piece. Maybe it's the mission piece. You know, you're not working for a company where you feel like you're doing good, but doing good is something that's important to you. Find that outside of work, you know, make that your, so that that becomes the whole of who you are. Work is one part of who you are, not the whole of who you are. So people certainly need to realize that they can, you know, seek out happiness and fulfillment in other areas of their lives around their community or their family or their volunteer opportunities as well. That being said, how do you find happiness at work? I think it's really unpacking the things that haven't made you happy in the past and the things that have made you happy in the past. So, you know, think about your current job or your past job. You know, what are the things about that that don't make you feel happy? And when we talk about happiness at work, it's almost always about feeling valued, you know, feeling valued as part of a team, feeling valued as an employee who a company is going to invest in with professional development, being valued by your manager, being valued by others, you know, in your team. So I find when most of people come to me and feel that they're not happy, it's really that they're missing that value piece.
That is huge. I think of every corporate job or job mm-hmm. that I've had. And that is such a huge component of really being excited to show up, right? In the morning for a meeting with your most creative, best self, all the things, all of those are really related. Are you acknowledged at the table?
Exactly. So it's really important. And that's not easy to find out, by the way, through the interview process, but it's really important to find that out, how companies value their employees. And by looking at things like, what kind of professional development do they offer? You know, what happened to the person who was in this job before? What's the culture around developing leadership? All of those things are, you know, not a first interview question, but you're getting, you know, closer down the, you know, down the line, you're interviewing them as much as they're interviewing you. And I know that's hard to remember when you're in the thick of things, you know, but it's something that's really important to keep in mind.
That's huge. That's such good advice of just that shift of, yes, you want a paycheck, you want a job, you want purpose in life, but is this place going to give you all of those things?
Yeah, exactly.
And at the beginning of this, you you brought up a really good point. And I had talked about, you know, you in the US particularly, we're so focused on what do you do for work, right? And that really defines you. And I love how you really painted the picture and brought up that notion that work is work. That is not going to be everything in your life. And you really need to holistically look right at what you're doing throughout your day. And I've just noticed that even in networking events and even in friend circles, what do you do? That's always the first question, right?
Yes.
And I love the idea around getting away from that, of really having what we do for money, right? For our rent, rent check, right? To really define us, because what do we do? And who are we really beyond this job that we have?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think about that when I help clients put together their LinkedIn profiles, because you can, you know, you can add a headline to your LinkedIn profile. And the default on LinkedIn is your current job. And that may not be who you want to be seen as on LinkedIn. So, you know, you can put, you know, whatever you want as your title. You know, some words or phrases that define who you are and what you do best and what you're most proud of in your career.
That's good advice right there for sure. Just to flip that a little bit. That's exactly what we're talking about. And then you start to embrace that even more and think outside the box, the career box.
Exactly. It's all about branding. And, you know, your brand isn't just, you know, what you do for work. You know, your brand and who you are encompasses so much of, you know, your values, your interests, your goals. It's not just about your job.
1,000%. I love that. Yes. So let's change. We're saying let's change and flip the script a little bit.
Yeah.
Get more interested in who people are.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
You mentioned goals just now, so I'd love to hear what have you in your business accomplished, and what are some future goals or future areas of impact that you are projecting for the future?
Well, I'm a career coach, and I work with clients individually. I have an office that I haven't really seen in person since March, but I do actually have an office in New York City where I see clients, but now I'm doing everything via Zoom, which has been great because I've been able to work. I mean, the plus side is that I work with clients now all over the country. So that's been really nice. And the other half of my time is spent doing speaking engagements. I speak a lot at schools and universities, professional associations and corporations on different topics like pandemic pivots and leadership and networking and a lot about personal branding. And I really love the speaking and I love to continue to get speaking engagements. And that's what I've really been working on doing for myself during the pandemic to set myself up for speaking engagements for 2021, because I really have really enjoyed that. And my next act or my next addition to my offerings is going to be leadership coaching. And I'm especially interested in coaching female emerging leaders. So in my quest to do that over the pandemic, I've taken a class in executive leadership and I'm getting certified. I'm working on my certification for the ICF, which is the big International Coaching Federation, which will be a great way for me to start working with corporations, I hope, on leadership coaching. That's what I have up my sleeve for the next year.
I love that. And just with entrepreneurs and business people, right, starting their own businesses, I think that there's, in the last couple of years, we've seen such a big wave. And to be able to really support this group of people who are going out on their own, and it's such a lonely world out
yes.
there. And we need coaches. We need
yes.
people.
Yes. And I love working with entrepreneurs, and I've started a few businesses myself and so have that experience and love to support people who are going through that experience. It's just, it's a lot of fun to watch. I love just seeing my clients succeed.
Great. And they do. I love that. So I'm excited to, just for the work that you're going to be doing and people you're going to be helping. It's very awesome.
It's very rewarding. And I think that's where I get a lot of my happiness and joy out of what I do, is seeing my clients succeed and, you know, find happiness in their jobs. It's incredibly rewarding.
So cool. You're in the right field for sure.
I feel that. I really feel that way, which is nice.
Where can listeners find you?
Instagram at Pamela Weinberg Career Coach. So that's pretty easy to find. My website's PamelaWeinberg.com. Also pretty easy. If you put my name into Google, you'll find me probably in a million places. LinkedIn as well is a great place to sort of post. I tend to post a lot of content about what's going on in, career and workspace. So that's a good place to see some content. And I also have a blog component to my website that always has some up-to-date information, like how to do a Zoom interview and how to update your LinkedIn profile, all kinds of useful information for job seekers.
Awesome. Yeah. And I was skimming your website before this too, and there's a lot of resources online. So definitely to listeners, check out all the resources and awesome tips just that you can start doing today if you're interested.
Thank you.
Pamela, I'm going to ask you our last question.
Okay, I'm ready.
What is one action listeners can take today to be more content and fulfilled when it comes to their careers?
Well, I've tossed around this word a lot. I feel like not even being conscious of it during our talk, but know your value in the workplace. And I talked a lot about values and what's important to someone in a career and, what they want to take away and how important it is to feel valued in the workplace. So know what you bring to the table, what specific skills, interests, accomplishments you have that make you hireable, promotable, a leader, an entrepreneur. know what those are and know how to express them, you know, in your elevator pitch, in your LinkedIn profile, in any bio about you. Who are you and what makes you unique? It's really about knowing your value.
That's awesome. I've done the exercise where you write down 20 awesome things about you in 2 minutes.
Oh, I've never done that.
And I've been in groups of people who are doing that together, and you'll write down six and then you kind of get stuck. And I think that that's one thing that's really hard for people, is to really acknowledge and honor what they bring.
Absolutely.
Right.
I love that exercise. I'm going to steal that from you.
Good. Yeah, please do. It should be easy for us. So I think that that's the goal, is to make it very quick. And then that may be a precursor exercise to really getting deep in what, you know, in your career, what you bring in.
Right. I've done an exercise where I've had clients ask like 5 or 10 people who's either like their friend or a colleague or someone that they've worked with before in another capacity, to ask them use 5 words to describe me. And then all of those words sort of come back, and it's really interesting to see how much overlap there is and in the way people are described. And it feels, it's a very validating exercise that you can really say, oh, wow, this is really what I'm putting out into the world.
That's
because
awesome.
So much of your brand is really about how others view you.
Hugely. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal that exercise from you. We'll trade.
I love this. I love this trade. We have women helping women. It's what I'm all about. So this is perfect.
Love it. Same here. Thank you so much for joining me today. And this has been really great chatting with you. And there's been so many great tips. And I will put your Instagram and all your social handles in the show notes so people can find you easily.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun. And I came away learning a lot too. So I really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you again for having me.
Yes, of course. We'll chat soon, Pamela. Thanks
Absolutely.
Again.
Bye.
Pamela reminds us how important knowing and honoring our value is, both in our careers and in our lives. Happiness and fulfillment in life encompasses so much more than what our current job title may be. Our value includes our passions, strengths, interests, goals, and the future visions we have for our lives. And if we are unsure or hesitant to acknowledge the value we bring, it's so hard for others to see our true value as well. If you want to get a hold of Pamela, find the links to her website, Instagram, and LinkedIn in the show notes. And if you want to connect with me and learn more about Attainable, find me on Instagram at @attainable_AF. Here's to happiness in your career and fulfillment in your life. See you soon.